There have been at least 21 people killed in plane crashes in the Ketchikan area alone since 2015. So the Federal Aviation Administration has been expected to roll out some safety improvements ever since federal crash investigators convened a roundtable meeting on Alaska air charter safety back in 2019. First on the list of recommendations is adding to and improving the FAA's network of weather stations to offer real-time data to pilots.
When I was in flight school, I'd fly from Vero Beach to Savannah, Georgia for some sweet tea and pecan pie, and it's about 270 miles, and you have no less than 15 weather reporting stations.
That's Lee Ryan, whose Ryan Air serves more than 70 small Alaska communities.
When I go home to Unalakleet, Anchorage to Unalakleet, it's about 340 miles. You have four weather reporting stations in that distance.
Another recommendation to the FAA is to encourage carriers to equip their planes with an early warning system to prevent mid-air collisions and other types of crashes. The technology, known as Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADS-B, transmits info about the plane's position, altitude, and speed to nearby aircraft, along with ground stations and satellites. But the FAA stopped short of a rule that would require carriers to install the systems. One of the FAA's lawyers on the line, Howard Martin, says new regulations were outside the scope of the initiative.
This was not a rulemaking process, so it went outside of our charter, what we were supposed to do. Those recommendations would be handled through a separate process.
And that means the FAA's recommendations don't include two big priorities long pushed for by the National Transportation Safety Board, which investigates crashes. Those include safety management systems, they're essentially risk management protocols for airlines, and data recording devices for all planes that carry paying passengers. Congressman Don Young, who was on the FAA call with reporters, said he's glad to see regulators in the industry come out with practical recommendations.
You came to the table with ideas. I go through this life with everybody, not everybody, a lot of people bitching, don't have any suggestions. And you came forth with some good suggestions, put them together, and you have made a good report present to the general public and to the Congress.
He encouraged the FAA to request additional funding for Alaska safety upgrades in the president's next budget. FAA Administrator Steve Dixon told reporters Thursday that Alaska is unique in that many communities aren't served by roads year-round.
Now, because of this partnership and this collaboration, we have a set of thoughtful, specific recommendations about how to improve safety in the state, where more than 80% of communities are accessible only by air travel.
Absent from the rollout was the Transportation Safety Board, which investigates crashes. In a statement, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy called the FAA's recommendations a step forward, but she said there's still more improvements to be done for Alaska. The FAA says it's addressing some of the NTSB's remaining top recommendations in a separate process. The FAA is slated to propose new rules for charter and air tour operators next fall, according to a notice in the Federal Register. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.